Another iAccess demo for Blind Abilities.
Hi folks, Pete Lane. Welcome to another iAccess demo from Blind Abilities. I want to review a very simple app, the Native Clock app. This is a deceivingly simple app that has four powerful features within it. Let's check it out right now. There are four tabs at the bottom of the screen. Let's explore.
World Clock, tab 1 of 4.
World Clock.
Alarm, tab 2 of 4. Stopwatch, tab 3 of 4. Timer, tab 4 of 4.
Let's check out the first tab.
World Clock, tab 1 of 4.
Double tap. Unlike some Apple apps, the focus does not immediately go to the top of the screen, so let's use our handy-dandy four-finger single tap at the top of the screen.
Edit button.
First button is an edit button. We'll explore that later.
World clock, heading, add button.
There's an add button. We'll also look at that a little bit later. What follows is a list of cities that I have selected to appear on this screen. Let's swipe to the right.
New York, today, 11:43 a.m. Actions available.
New York.
Cupertino, today, 3 hours behind, 8:43 a.m. Brisbane, tomorrow, 14 hours ahead, 1:44 a.m. London, today, 5 hours ahead, 4:44 p.m.
I am currently in the eastern part of the United States. All of those times listed next to each city were in relation to the eastern time zone. Okay, let's go to the top.
Edit.
There's our edit button, but let's hold that for a little bit later, and let's go to our add button.
World clock, heading, add button.
Double tap.
Search field. Double tap to edit.
There's our search field. If we know a specific city, we can type it in right here. But let's swipe to the right.
Choose a city. Cancel button. Table index adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And here's our table index, which is similar to that in the Contacts app. As you heard VoiceOver say, if you swipe up or down, you can select your letter of the alphabet. I'll swipe down.
B selected. C selected. D selected.
And conversely, I'll swipe up.
C selected. B selected.
Let's just swipe to the right.
Baghdad, Iraq. Baku, Azerbaijan. Baltimore, U.S. Bamako, Mali. Bantam Village, Coco. Barcelona, Spain. Barry, Italy. Basseterre, Guadeloupe. Basseterre, St. Kitts and Nevis. Beijing, China.
Let's check out Beijing. Double tap.
World clock, edit button.
Now we're back on our main screen with the world clock heading. Let's go to our list.
New York, today, 11:48 a.m. Cupertino, today. Brisbane, tomorrow. London, today. Beijing, today. 12 hours ahead, 11:48 p.m. Actions available.
As you see, Beijing has been added to my list. Very simple. Now let's go to the edit button and see what there is to offer in the edit screen.
Edit button.
Double tap.
Done.
Swipe to the right.
World clock, heading. Add button. Delete New York, today, 11:49 a.m. button. Double tap to delete item.
There is a specific delete button for each particular city, which frankly seems a little redundant since the ability to delete a city appears in at least two other locations in this app. Let's swipe to the right.
New York, today, 11:49 a.m. Actions available.
Let's see what the actions available are. I will swipe down.
Delete.
There's a delete, as I mentioned.
Activate item, default action.
Now, the activate item is also a little bit deceiving because I'm not quite sure what it does. Let's double tap.
New York, today, 11:49 a.m.
Now, what has it brought to us?
Reorder New York, today. New York, today, 11:49.
So it really doesn't do anything. Let's swipe one more time.
Reorder New York, today, 11:50 a.m. button. Draggable. Double tap and hold. Wait for the sound, then drag to rearrange.
So there is a reorder button. Let's double tap and hold and see how that works. And I'll just slide my finger down the screen.
Move below Cupertino, today, 3 hours behind, 8:50 a.m.
Okay, and I've lifted my finger. Let's go back to the top.
Done button.
Hit the done button.
Edit.
Now let's take a look at our list.
Cupertino, today, 3 hours behind, 8:50 a.m. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Cupertino now appears at the top of our list.
New York, today, 11:50 a.m.
And New York is below it. So you can resequence your cities as simply as that. And let's point out that one more delete function. We're in our list of cities. If we swipe to the city name.
Cupertino, today, 3 hours behind, 8:51 a.m. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Let's see what the swipe up or down actions are.
Delete.
There's another delete option right there. So there's all kinds of opportunities to delete cities. I think I'll delete Cupertino.
New York, today.
With a simple tap of a finger. By the way, every iOS device is pre-populated with Cupertino, as that is the city where the Apple headquarters is located. That's good for the world clock. Let's go down to the tabs and go to our second tab.
Alarm, tab, 2 of 4.
Double tap.
Selected, alarm, tab, 2 of 4.
Four finger tap at the top.
Edit button.
There's our edit button.
Alarm, heading, add button.
There's our add button.
10 a.m., alarm, switch button, on. Double tap to toggle setting. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
I have created two alarms, the first of which, as you just heard, is 10 a.m., which is activated. The alarm is on.
5:30 p.m., alarm, switch button, off. Double tap to toggle setting. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
So my 5:30 p.m. alarm is off. I can turn it on by simply double tapping.
On.
And off again.
Off.
But let's explore the edit field.
Edit button.
Double tap.
Done. Alarm. Heading. Add. Button. Delete. 10 a.m. Alarm. Button. Double tap to delete item.
Again, we have a specific dedicated delete button, which is redundant as it was in the world clock. Swipe to the right.
10 a.m. Alarm. 1. Button. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
As you heard, it said 10 a.m. Alarm. 1. Button. The 1 denotes that it is activated. Let's swipe to the right and see what the 5:30 alarm says.
Delete 5:30 p.m. alarm button 5:30 p.m. alarm 0 button. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
You heard the 0 after the 5:30 p.m. alarm. That's because it is currently in the off position. Let's go back to the 10 a.m. alarm and see what options we have to edit.
10 a.m. alarm switch button on. Double tap to toggle setting. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
I'll swipe down to see what our custom actions are.
Delete.
Another delete opportunity.
Activate item, default action.
And there's only two options. Let's double tap.
Edit alarm, cancel button.
Now we're in our edit alarm field.
Edit alarm, heading, save button, 10 o'clock, picker item, adjustable.
This is a picker item. Like any picker item, we can swipe up or down to adjust the value. It's currently at 10, which is the hours designation. I'll swipe down.
9 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
And again, I'll swipe back up.
9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
And I'll leave it as is. I'll swipe to the right.
00 minutes. Picker item. Adjustable.
And our minutes designation currently reads 0. If I were to swipe up.
01 minute. 02 minutes. 03 minutes.
If I were to swipe down.
02 minutes. 01 minute. 00 minutes.
Back to 0. And if I continue to swipe down.
59 minutes. 58 minutes.
As you see, you don't have to go all the way up from 0 to, say, 45 if you wanted to set this at 11:45. But I'll leave this at 11.
11 o'clock. 58 minutes. Picker
58
item.
Minutes. And I'll go up to the save button.
Save button.
Double tap.
Alarm. Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting. Actions available.
So I now have an active alarm set for 11:58. And if I touch in my status bar on the clock, let's see what time it is now.
11:57 a.m. status bar item.
It is now 11:57 and some change. And my alarm should go off.
Alert, alarm.
There we are. So when the alarm sounds, you have options on your home screen.
Alarm. Snooze button.
There's a snooze button.
Okay button.
And then there's an okay, and I'll tap the okay button. And that turns off the alarm.
Clock, 11:58 a.m., status bar item.
If I were to hit the snooze button in that instance, the alarm would be silent for another 10 minutes and then it would resound. All right, let's see what else we've got.
A.m., picker item, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
If we swipe up.
P.m.
So we have the choice between P.m.
A.m.
and A.m., and I'll leave it at A.m.
Repeat, never, button.
We do have the option for a repeat. I currently have it set for never, but let's take a look inside.
Repeat, heading, every Sunday. Every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, every Saturday.
We can set the alarm to repeat on any given day every week. So if we work, for example, and we have an alarm which alerts us of a meeting at 10 a.m. every weekday, we could set the alarm to repeat every Monday through Friday. Or if we have a particular engagement at a specific time on a weekend, we could set it to repeat every Saturday or every Sunday. Very cool. Let's back out of this.
Back button. Edit alarm. Repeat. Never. Button.
And let's see what else we have on this edit field.
Label. Alarm. Button.
We can label the alarm. If we don't label it, it will just say alarm when it rings. We can label it however we want. We can label it to say morning meeting, wake up, Time for church, something along those lines. And let's swipe to the right.
Sound opening button.
Now, this is our sound, and I currently have it set for the opening, but there's a wealth of different sounds that we can choose, much like in our sounds setting in our settings app. And then we have
snooze, switch button off. Double tap to toggle setting.
The snooze would allow you to have an additional 10 minutes whenever your alarm sounds. You merely double tap the snooze button on the face of your phone. And then finally on this screen,
delete alarm.
Another delete button. Now, whenever we've completed our edits, whether it be the time, whether it be the AM, PM, whether it be the sound, or whether it be the snooze, then we just merely go back to the top.
Cancel button.
Swipe twice to the right to the
save button.
Double tap.
Save.
And all of your changes are saved. So now let's swipe to the third of our four tabs at the bottom of this screen.
Stopwatch tab, 3 of 4.
This is a very powerful feature of the clock. Let's double tap.
Stopwatch heading.
Swipe to the right.
00.00 seconds lap time.
We have a lap time.
00.00 seconds elapsed.
Elapsed time.
Lap dimmed button.
Then we have a lap which is currently dimmed.
Start button.
We'll double tap on the start button and see how this works.
Stopwatch heading.
Swipe to the right.
04.18 seconds lap time.
Our lap time is 4.18. Swipe to the right.
8.86 seconds elapsed.
8.86 seconds.
Lap button.
Our lap button is no longer dimmed. So let me allow this to run as I try to explain this. If you're a runner or a swimmer, of course, having your iPhone too near the swimming pool may not be the wisest choice. But if you have a competition or an exercise which involves laps, multiple repetitions of the same action, then this might come in very handy because this will track your lap time as well as your elapsed time. Let me show you how it works. If I were to double tap on the
lap button, lap 1 minute, 3 seconds.
Now the first lap then is 1 minute and 3 seconds. Now if I go back up to the top,
15.68 seconds, lap time.
That's our current lap time.
21.73 seconds, lap time.
And as you hear, it repeats if you remain
25.73 seconds, lap time.
If you remain in the text field, we'll swipe to the right.
29.1 minute, 33.63 seconds, elapsed.
Now our elapsed time is the total time since we hit the start
1 minute,
button.
39.67 seconds, elapsed.
So if I hit the lap button again.
Lap button. Lap, 43 seconds.
Now if I swipe to the left.
1 minute, 49.07 seconds, elapsed.
Our elapsed time is still running.
06.88 seconds, lap time.
But our lap time has started from scratch 16.91. again. Now let me get to the stop button so we can chat without this time clock ringing in our ear.
Start.
Now let's look at our lap information. I'll swipe to the right.
Lap 2, 43.02 seconds. Lap 1, 1 minute, 03.36 seconds.
So we now have two laps, and had I not stopped the stopwatch, the elapsed time would be continuing even as we speak. A very powerful feature if you do compete or if you do any type of exercise or workout that requires a repetitive action such as a lap. Now let's swipe to our fourth and final tab in the clock app.
Timer, tab, 4 of 4.
Our timer. Let's double tap. And we'll go up to the top.
Timer, heading, 0 hours, picker item, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
A timer is a very simple feature. You merely set the amount of time that you wish the timer to count down. Very handy in the kitchen when you want to cook the rice for 10 minutes or put the baked potatoes in for 30 minutes, something along those lines. So we have a couple of picker items. We'll swipe to the first.
0 hours, picker item, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
As VoiceOver said, this is our hours field. I'll swipe up.
1 hour, 2 hours.
And swipe down.
1 hour, 0 hours.
Swipe to the right.
1 minute, picker item, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
This is our minute field. As you heard, it's currently set at 1 minute. Let's swipe up.
2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
And reverse, swiping down.
3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute.
And I now have it set for 0 hours and 1 minute. Let's see how it works.
When timer ends, radiate button.
This is the sound.
1 minute. When timer ends, 1 minute. Picker item.
And I now have it set for 1 minute. Let's swipe to the right.
When timer ends, radiate button.
Again, we have a list of sounds from which we can choose. If I were to double tap this, I would be placed into a sounds selection list, very much like that which we can find in the settings app. But I'll swipe to the right.
Pause, dimmed button.
If we want to pause the timer. And finally,
start button.
Let's start it.
Cancel.
As the timer is running, we will swipe back and see that we have a continuing tally of the time.
Pause button. 35 seconds remaining. Timer heading.
And I can swipe to that field a second time.
26 seconds remaining. Timer heading. 22 seconds remaining.
So I'll leave it in this field.
12 seconds remaining.
And it repeats about every 4 seconds.
8 seconds remaining. 7 seconds remaining. 6 seconds remaining. 5 seconds remaining. 4 seconds remaining. 3 seconds remaining. 2 seconds
sound.
Remaining. 1 second remaining. 0 seconds remaining. Timer alert. Timer done.
And I'll check my screen to see what my options are.
Timer done. Okay, button.
If you didn't hear that, the home screen said, timer done, and I swiped to an OK button, which stopped the timer alarm. So just to review, our clock app is deceivingly simple, yet it contains some very powerful features, including
world clock tab, 1 of 4, alarm tab, 2 of 4, stopwatch tab, 3 of 4, timer tab, 4 of 4.
Some very good features that could come in handy depending on your particular situation. I hope this has been helpful. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day. For more podcasts from a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com. Look for us on Twitter or download our new app from the App Store. You can also write to us at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.